Hey everyone. Well, I'm back. And this episode that we're going to do today, I'm going to talk about the signs. You're like, what? The signs? Yes, the signs. Many times I used to hear elders say, all the signs was there. The signs were there. But I'm laughing because I can hear my grandmother say, girl, the signs was there, but she wasn't paying attention. All the signs were there. And I find myself saying that. And people within my, you know, my family say that, still say that. Okay. But you know what? A lot of times we overlook it, especially nowadays. We're not even in tune with things the way our grandparents. When I say grandparents, I'm talking about those folks that were about, if they were alive now, they'd be about 101. Some of them be like 90, 95. And, you know, some of my elders now that are still living, they are like in their 70s and up. Okay? But they didn't have all of the things that we have now. Cell phones. TV went off at a certain time. I can remember TV as a little girl. I can remember TV would go off. Look, the flag or whatever it is, they would fly. Channels, there was nothing on. There was nothing on. Okay? Stores closed down at a certain time. If you didn't get what you needed, well, baby, that was it. There was no up late, 1 o'clock in the morning, shopping on Amazon. There was no such thing as that. You had to wait. You know, things were at a slower pace. Okay? People dreamed more. Why? People dream more because they weren't attached to their cell phones, because there were no cell phones. Maybe some people had, I remember my aunt, she was addicted to listening to the cops on the, she had like a, I guess it was a CB or something like that she had in her house. And she would listen to the fire people or whatever was going on in the neighborhood or whatever. But, you know, there wasn't a lot of things to distract us as it is now. So people were very in tune with a lot of different things. Okay? The spirit will send you signs, but not in the way that you think they should come. That's going to be another episode, but I'm going to put that in here now a little bit. A lot of times the spirit, your guardian angel, wherever you want to say, will send you a sign. They will say, "Hey, don't mess with that person," but we overlook it. We overlook a lot of different things. And then we sit back and say, well, I wish I had known this was going to happen. Sometimes the signs are there. We're just not paying attention to them. Okay? Maybe it might be a certain bird that shows up. Maybe it might be a cat might come across your path. Maybe it might be something to alert you, hey, some bullshit's about to jump off. Or maybe it could be a friendly sign, a good sign, like you're on the right track. You know, a long time ago, my grandmother and also some spiritual elders would say, watch the trees. Look at the trees. You know, the trees will actually wave at you. You know, you're like, what? Spirit of trees and what? Mama saying that you're going cuckoo now. Nope. No, I'm not. Trees have spirits. Everything has a spirit. But once again, we just march around like we are the only things that exist here. Okay? So sometimes, and I'll share this with you, I never forget. One day, I was trying to get someplace. And I was in a hurry. Oh, I was in a hurry to get to where I was going. And where I would walk past, there was literally like a tree branch, these tree branches. Now, normally I walk past these tree branches all the time. For whatever reason, I was not, I guess you say I wasn't paying attention or however you want to call it. But this tree branch popped me right in my face. Literally popped me in my face. Okay? And I'm like, oh my God, these darn leaves in my face. What is going on? I'll tell you. So I still continue on walking to where I need to be. But you know what? When I got halfway to where I was going, something, I just felt this feeling of, let me look in my pocketbook to make sure I got what I need. No, I didn't. And I had to march myself right back around to get what I needed. Now you say, well, what does that have to do with the tree? You know what it has to do with the tree? Because the tree was trying to get my darn attention. Okay? To stop. Stop. Hey, stop. Get yourself together. But sometimes we are rushing, okay, and we look past things. Have you ever had a situation where you just can't find your keys? And you wonder, like, where are these keys? Why are my keys? What is going on? Well, I'll give you another situation that the signs will stop you if you pay attention. This time, I paid attention. It was time for me to go to work one time. Y'all already know I danced and I work as a bartender at times. Well, this particular night, I could not find my keys. I was supposed to go to work. I'm looking for my keys. I'm like, where is my keys? Why can't I find my darn keys? Like, I'm getting upset. I'm getting angry. Why I can't find these darn keys? Okay. Well, you know what? The common sense in me said, stop. Let the keys go. Do what you need to do. Call in, whatever you need to do. Stop. So I did. And well, the next morning, a friend of mine who worked at the particular club that I worked at said, you know, some real messed up stuff jumped off last night. I said, well, what happened? She was like, well, the bar hadn't renewed their stuff. And ABC came in there, which is the Alcoholic Bureau of Control or something like that. And basically shut everything down. Now, I would have been real mad because there were certain fees that we had to pay to work. Okay. And I would have been upset if I would have went in there and some other things happened, but I'm not going to get into that. That night was just a weird, messed up night. Okay, I was just one of the events that happened, along with the horrible fight that happened as well, okay, with patrons. So, if I would have pushed on, who knows how I would have been involved in that situation. Okay, so sometimes you need to stop, take a breather, because, you know, and especially us in the spiritual community, sometimes we're like, oh, it's something trying to block me from my path and block me from my road. No, sometimes those blockages are put there to stop you, but we have to get more in tune to know what signs are what. Okay? Because sometimes certain blockages are put in your way to stop you from making a mistake. And like I said, sometimes the signs don't come the way you want them to come. Sometimes it might be a particular song that might come on. You might ask, well, send me a sign that I'm on the right track. Okay, send me a sign. Don't go looking for what you think it should be. Let the spirit work. Let the spirit work, honey. It might be a person that you don't even know might come and give you a message if you're open for it. Okay? Because sometimes we get messages from the weirdest places, but you have to be open to it because that's the spirit working through that person. Okay? The signs are always there. A lot of times they're there. We don't pay attention. And that is what will lead us to our demise at times or cause a situation to happen because we don't pay attention. Or we think we are, but we're not. We're ready to get to the next thing. We're not, you know, we're not even taking the time to pay attention or listen to who's talking to us or, you know, what's going on. We're just ready to get to the next thing, ready to get to the next thing, the next step, the next step. We're not living in the now, the right now. What is going on at this moment? And that's how a lot of people, unfortunately, miss out on a lot. If you ever talk to people that live through disasters, they'll tell you, you know, I was going to go on such and such, but I just got this feeling and something happened that I just decided, you know what, I'm not. I just decided not to go. You can look this up on Google for yourself. Okay? You can look it up on Google. You will see it for yourself, okay? Look up signs that people have, disasters and people living through them. You can Google that information and you'll find, you know, if you search, you'll see people talk about, yeah, this happened and I paid attention to it. So sometimes what we need to do is we need to let go of the phones for a 20 minutes out the day. 10 if you can. Maybe have an hour that you're like, I'm not accepting no calls. I'm just going to sit here and be with my spirit. Instead of when you go to bed, you know, you're watching TV or you're doing this and do that, take time to wind down. Take your time to just wind yourself down. Talk to your spirit. Pray. Whatever it is that you do to connect to your spirit. You'll start to see that your dreams will improve, okay? Why elders used to be able to do certain things is because they were in tune still. They paid attention to the weather and the changes in the atmosphere. You hear old people all the time say, oh, I felt it in my bones. This weather is changing. And it's the truth. They feel it. There's a storm coming, and there's storm be coming. But you know, nowadays, you know, these young people, oh, I don't believe in that, and this and that. Okay. You know, God, the Almighty, you know, the Lord, they gave us everything that we need. All right? Just about. Some things you have to pick up along the road. But if you utilize and you don't let mankind just keep putting all these things, you know, you look at sometimes you sometimes got to ask yourself, are these things put here to purposely distract us? You have to look. When was the last time you went outside and you walked in the grass? When was the last time you let your feet really touch the earth? And you connect with nature. When was the last time you went to the ocean or a river or a pond or a stream? Ask yourself that. Something dealing with nature. Some of us have gardens. And we get to put our hands in the dirt and things of that. But for those that don't, sometimes it's just good to connect to the all. It's good to connect to nature. Listen to the crickets. Turn off the TV and listen to the crickets. You never know what you might pick up or feel. Sometimes sit and listen to the cicadas. I know when fall's about to come because the cicadas, they come out, they start talking. And you can just about see the things start to wind down. But nowadays you wonder sometimes because people just ignore. The poor birds, they confuse. I still pay attention to the little birds. But the little birds, they start to mimic the darn car alarms nowadays. But there are signs all around us. And we just have to pay attention. And when we pay attention to them, we'll start to notice, and avoid, and maybe go where we need to go, pointing into the right direction many times. Sometimes it can really be as plain as the nose on your face. But anyway, I'm going to end this podcast. And if you have any questions about it, please feel free to leave me a message. All right, take care. Bye-bye.